To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with your host, David Pollack.
This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out. I got to admit, all the time, people are asking me questions on my website, through Facebook. I even get stopped in airports when traveling. But everybody seems to have the same questions, and I want to answer them for you so you can learn and see some of the common things that I get asked. And here's one. David, I'm 43 years old. I have combination skin. What's the best face wash for me? Okay, I got to tell you, you've already taken the first step. Washing your face is so important, and it's a step most people overlook. Our skin is our body's largest organ, and so most people overlook it. They don't take care of it. While we try to eat healthy, while we might exercise or want to take care of ourselves, most people overlook their skin. So I got to tell you, taking the first step of washing your skin or even being concerned is step one. Thank you. Next, you want to wash your face every morning. And again at night, but let's start with every morning. You want to cleanse your face. You want to avoid cleansers with harsh chemicals. Many of them have laureth or lauryl sulfates. These can dry out the skin. Find a cleanser that may be foaming or gel type, but it nourishes the skin, hydrates the skin, and won't dry it out. So avoid the harsh chemicals. I'll tell you the other thing. Find a times of one with an exfoliator built in. This time-saving tip will actually exfoliate the skin, get rid of the dead skin cells that can dull the skin. And I will tell you, look for ones that contain natural beads, whether they're made of natural almond or crushed walnut, or my favorite is even rice. You can exfoliate the skin without the dangerous chemicals, without plastic beads and some of the things you might find out there. So look for a cleanser that avoids harsh chemicals, that contains an exfoliating property, so you can reveal new skin cells. The other thing you want to do is make sure when you wash your face to remove makeup. I know, but a lot of women go through a lot to make their makeup look perfect, and at the end of a long day, at the end of a great party or a fun night out, you just want to go to bed. But it's imperative that you remove your makeup. It is part of cleansing your face, okay? Makeup can actually clog the pores, cause adult acne, actually increase the size of the pores. So all this can be harmful to you. And I'm going to tell you a little trick. If you have a cleanser that removes it, wonderful. But sometimes you might buy a makeup that's waterproof. Well, a lot of eye makeup is waterproof, and cleansers have a hard time removing them. They're designed to be waterproof, but not oilproof. So take a cotton ball, saturate it with a little bit of olive oil. If you don't have it, use a little bit of a sweet almond oil or safflower oil, and then wipe away the makeup. The oil will actually dissolve the makeup and wipe it away. So you can save money by not having to buy a separate makeup remover. And now you can cleanse away the makeup, cleanse away your skin, and exfoliate in one step. Another question I'm asked. David, I've been blessed with great looking skin, so I don't really need a moisturizer. But the girl at the cosmetic counter keeps trying to push them on me. What do you think I should tell her next time? Okay, this one's easy. Tell her thank you, because she's right, and here's why. A lot of people think if they have great-looking skin, they don't need a moisturizer, and you're wrong. You need to take care of yourself. If you would actually, do you exercise? Do you eat healthy? Not just for today, but the future, and the same as with our skin. Take care of your skin today. You will see a difference today. You will look better today, but also in the long run. So I don't care what type of skin you have. I don't care if your skin looks perfect. You must use a moisturizer. So find one that's lightweight, that absorbs quickly, that doesn't leave a residue. It doesn't have to be oily to work. It just needs to contain ingredients that'll hydrate the skin. My favorite is something with hyaluronic acid, something naturally found in the body that'll help bind moisture to the skin. So look for a lightweight cream and keep your skin moisturized. Here's another. David, I already use a face wash, a moisturizer, an eye cream. But now I noticed I need a little boost in firming my skin. So I bought a serum to help. What do you think about serums and how do I use them? Okay, serums are I'm going to say, the biggest plus of our cosmetic industry. You need a face wash, a moisturizer, and an eye cream as the basic essentials to keep your skin looking healthy. But as we age, as we have different needs, maybe we need a skin brightener. Maybe you have age spots. Maybe you just need an extra boost of moisture. Then find serums that target those, that provide those solutions, and then use them to help boost your skincare regimen. There are all different types out there, and they usually contain the highest level of the active ingredients to get you the results. Using them is simple. Each morning, cleanse your face, remove makeup. Well, we should have done that at night, but cleanse your face. Then step two, follow with your serum. Just a few simple drops and massage it over your face until absorbed. Then use your moisturizer, massage it again over your face, allow it to absorb, and then dab the eye cream around the eyes. It's that simple. It's just a simple couple steps. You use your serum before your moisturizer. And I will tell you, if you happen to have a couple different skin needs and have a couple serums, use one in the morning and then use the other one at night. So those are just a couple quick questions that make it so simple to have healthier, younger looking skin. Now I want to share with you a couple beauty secrets that are going to simply to amaze you. You want to get the most out of your body moisturizer? I'm going to tell you a few ways. Next time you take a shower, when you get out of that bath, I know, we all like to spend a few minutes relaxing and enjoying the hot water. But when you get out, towel dry, and I'm going to say pat dry, and leave the body a little bit damp. That's right, don't fully dry off. While your body's still a little bit damp, apply your favorite moisturizer. What it's going to do is mix with that extra moisture and help lock it into the skin. You ready for another? Go to the kitchen, get olive oil, and bring it back to the bathroom, put about a half a teaspoon in the palm of your hand, and mix it with your favorite body lotion. Not in the bottle, in the palm of your hand, squirt a little out. Mix it with a half teaspoon of olive oil. Now massage it over your body, your hands, your elbows, your feet, those cracked heels. The boost of the olive oil will help deliver additional nutrients, additional essential fatty acids that'll nourish the skin and keep your skin softer than it ever has been. Have dry, cracked heels? Okay, before going to bed, do the same thing. Mix the olive oil with the lotion, but this time apply it to your heels and to your feet, and then put a pair of cotton socks. The socks will help hold the moisture in, and your skin will be softer by the time you wake up in the morning. So here, using some of your same favorite products, we can boost the benefits of them without spending another dime. So beauty and healthy living doesn't have to cost a whole lot of money and can be a lot of fun, and you're going to see results fast. Now, I've talked a lot about skin, but for a moment, let's talk about our hair. As we age, so does our hair. I know that sounds funny, but aging hair actually becomes more brittle. It's not as radiant as you haven't noticed. It's not as manageable as it once was. And some of us, and I'll deny it, might even have gray hair. So what can you do? Chemical treatments, styling aids, they all cause buildup on the hair. They can dry out the hair. They'll even dull the hair. So here's a secret your stylist doesn't want you to know. Go to the kitchen. Grab the baking soda. That's right, the yellow box. Mix it in the palm of your hands, an equal amount of that and your favorite shampoo. Just mix them together. And then shampoo your hair as normal, let it sit for a few seconds, and rinse away. The baking soda is actually going to cause a chemical reaction that increases the pH, opens up the hair cuticles, and dissolves away the chemical buildup instantly. When you rinse it away and go to style your hair, you're going to see there's more shine, more manageability. Your hair is going to actually look younger. And this is going to help you look more confident and just feel so much better about yourself. There's so many things we can do that are so simple. Another one real quick is to add olive oil to your favorite hair conditioner. Put a couple drops in the palm of your hand, mix it with your favorite hair conditioner, massage it through your hair and scalp, and then rinse it away as normal. The additional omega-3 and omega-6 are going to nourish the hair cuticle and scalp, helping you improve hydration and elasticity of your hair. These simple steps, these beauty tips, are so simple for you to do. But if you have a question you'd like me to answer, do what the big brands do. Just Ask David. Visit my website, justaskdavid.com or radiomd.com, and maybe I can answer your question next time. This is David Pollack with Beauty Inside Out.